So there was given him a thorn in the flesh. His flesh would rise up and be proud. And so literally there's a spear. The word thorn is a stake with a sharpened end. There was a stake rammed through his otherwise proud flesh. A messenger of Satan, an angelos of Satan, a satanic angel, a demon. I believe this is the demon that was leading the destruction in the church at Corinth, which was breaking his heart. Why did the Lord let a demon get into the church in the form of false teachers, embodied in false teachers, to disrupt this church to which he'd given so much of his life? To keep me from exalting myself. So isn't it an amazing thing to think about that the Lord would even give a demon-empowered false teachers the right and the opportunity to go into a church and tear into that church if the end result would be the humbling of its pastor? So I prayed, he says in verse 8, three times that it might leave me. I prayed on three different occasions, Paul is saying, I asked the Lord to stop this by His great power. Shut down this demonic operation that is tearing into this church that I love. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. I'm not going to stop the trial. I am going to ramp up the grace. For power is perfected in weakness. You're not weak enough, Paul. You're not weak enough. You've had too many visions. You've had too many revelations. Your flesh tends to too much pride. You need to be humbled. And the way to humble you most readily is to humble you at the point of where you see your greatest success. Have the church turn on you. Any of us who are in ministry wonder why most of the criticism that comes against us comes often from within the very church where we are shepherding. But if it's not inside the church, it comes from other churches and other pastors and other Christian leaders. It certainly comes against me from those sources. Rarely does persecution come to me from the world. Rarely do lies and slander and evil speaking come against me from the world. Almost 99% of the time, they come from inside the church. And it can be heartbreaking. And you sometimes want to rise to defend yourself against these things. But you learn, like the Apostle Paul, that this is all part of the Lord's humbling you when you have been blessed. So he says to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. The